Good evening. My name is Heather Fennell. I'm a staff attorney with the North Carolina Utilities Commissioner, and I will be the hearing examiner for this hearing. Let's come to order and please go on the record. I now call for hearing docket number EMP111 sub-zero in the matter of the application of Sweetleaf Solar LLC for the Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity for a Merchant Plant to be located at Justice Branch Road between Delmar Road and Beaver Dam Road, north of Enfield in North Carolina and Halifax County. On June 2nd, 2020, Sweetleaf Solar filed the application for a certificate of public convenience and necessity, along with a pre-filed testimony of Donna Robichard and Kara Price. On June 15th, 2020, the public staff filed a notice required by Commission Rule R863D with respect to the completeness of the application filed by the applicant. On July 8, 2020, the public staff filed a letter sent to the State Clearinghouse notifying them of Sweetleaf Solar's application for public convenience necessity. On July 8, the Commission issued its order requiring the filing of testimony, establishing procedural guidelines, and requiring public notice. On July 21, 2020, the applicant filed a motion requesting an extension, and on September, they extended their testimony to September 15, 2020. On August 7th, 2020, Sweetleaf Solar filed its affidavit of publication. And on August 11th, Sweetleaf Solar filed its supplemental pre-filed testimony of Donna Robichard, some of which contains confidential information. In compliance with the State Ethics Act, I remind all members of the Commission of the duty to avoid conflicts of interest and note at this time that no member has a known conflict of interest with respect to the matter before us this morning. I will now call for the appearances of the council, beginning with the applicants.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Ben Snowden with the law firm of Kilpatrick Townsend here in Raleigh, North Carolina. I represent the applicant, Sweetleaf Solar. It's nice to be with you all tonight.
Good evening. My name is Megan Yost with the public staff of the North Carolina Utilities Commission. I'm appearing as Ms. Fennell mentioned with our engineer, Jay Lucas, who is attending. We represent the using and consuming public.
Okay. Before we begin, I would like to say a few words on the process that we'll use tonight. I appreciate you for calling in to voice your views on this important matter, and we welcome your testimony. Because the Commission functions as a court, we cannot respond to any questions that may be raised, but we're rather here tonight to listen, to hear from the public, and to receive evidence in the form of your testimony. I will note that the Commissioners, this recording will be made available, and the transcript will be made available to the Commissioners who are on the panel who will decide this matter before them. As far as logistics, I will unmute our speaker, and then the public staff will call your name, and then I will affirm you for your testimony, and then the court reporter will record all of this, so please be sure to speak as clearly and as slowly as you can. Once you have completed your testimony, the attorney for the parties and I may have further questions for you. These questions are not intended to challenge you or embarrass you, but they're rather to make sure that everyone understands the testimony that you're giving. We will generally give you 5 minutes for your testimony, and that will start when you start your statement, not when you are being affirmed. Okay? Ms. Yost, will you please call your first witness?
The public staff calls Lawrence Watts.
All right, Mr. Watts, are you there? I've now unmuted you.
I could not understand my own name.
I'm sorry.
When she called it out.
Okay.
Can you understand me?
I can hear you now. Can I give you the affirmation now? Are you ready?
You certainly may.
Do you solemnly affirm that the testimony you're about to give in this case will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, you may make your statement.
Thank you. I would like very much to have a copy of the recording of this proceedings. And I'll take it in any form I can get it. Now, the starting of my statement, I'm concerned about solar farm construction in North Carolina. Every month in Greenville and all over the state of North Carolina, the people who use electric power in their homes receive a bill very few of the people that receive that bill look at anything other than the dollar amount that they need to pay. Also on that bill, in front of the dollar amount, is the cost per kilowatt hour. My concern for solar farms is the cost per kilowatt hour and the quantity of electric power they generate each month. The price of a kilowatt hour in Greenville to residents is 12 cents per kilowatt. The cost of generating electric power when I was in the business was less than 2 cents per kilowatt in nuclear plants and less than 5 cents per kilowatt in conventional steam turbine plants. And my concern now is what is the production cost in a solar farm? And I think that figure should be made public to satisfy a lot of questions that are being raised about solar farms. The second item that I wanted to talk about was the relationship of the kilowatt hour to the demand load on the distribution system. When you drive down the highway in North Carolina, you pass under transmission lines. Usually in North Carolina, they're 250,000 volt lines. They stand 60 feet above the highway. These lines and the quantity of electric power that go through them are really very regulated. And solar farms feed into these systems. Every one of these systems that you see on the highway feed into substations that in turn feed into other systems. The ultimate system is one in which would feed several buildings in a hospital layout, or several buildings in a college layout. I live in a community, in a retirement community. We have several buildings. We have a large industrial electric rate. Any large industrial electric system has a factor called a demand factor, which is more or less high enough to make the customer realize there is a period during the day when there is such a thing existing on the system called a demand peak load. The demand is the load on the system 24 hours a day. The base load is on the system that's between midnight and sunrise in the morning. The peak demand load usually occurs in the late afternoon. We were really not conscious of peak demand load until air conditioning came along and added so many kilowatts to the summer load that were not available in the winter, that the market was not available in the winter. So the electric industry put a lot of effort in selling electric heat, which more or less balanced out the kilowatt demand on the distribution systems.
Mr. Watts, you've exceeded your 5 minutes. Do you have a few more comments you'd like to make to wrap up your statement?
Is that 5 minutes?
Yes, you got a lot in there.
Oh, good. I'm sorry, I didn't have a clock. But I'm concerned about the quantity of electric power and the cost to the solar farm to manufacture it. And that number should be made public to the world. And that's really the summation of my remarks.
Thank you, Mr. Snowden. Do you have questions for the witness?
All right. No, we have no questions. Thank you.
Ms. Yost, do you have questions for the witness?
We do not have any questions for the witness. Thank you.
Okay. The commission doesn't have any questions for you at this time, Mr. Watts, but I do again thank you for your time. If you would like a copy of this recording, it will be in the docket, and you can also you'll get a transcript, and there'll be an audio recording that you can listen to. If you have further questions, you can call the public staff. They might be able to help you find that, but it will be available on the commission's website. So unless we have any procedural matters before us by the parties, seeing none?
None.
Okay. I believe this hearing is concluded, and I thank you for your time.